I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. Michael Jackson emerged as the king of pop 25 years ago with an album that changed music forever. Thriller is still the best-selling album of all time, with more than 104 million copies sold worldwide. The former Jackson 5 star dominated the charts as a solo artist, and Michael Jackson was on top of the world. Fast forward several years and we're seeing Michael again, but this time he's not on stage but on trial for alleged child molestation. His multiple plastic surgeries and other unusual antics made some view Jackson as more of a freak than a pop music phenom. He has stayed away from print interviews for the last decade, but in next month's issue of Ebony Magazine, the King of Pop breaks his silence. Joining me now to talk about his exclusive interview is Brian Monroe, Vice President and Editorial Director of Ebony and Jet Magazines. Brian, nice to have you on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Let's start with this. This is what you wrote in your article, the beginning of it. Quote, sitting on the sofa next to Michael Jackson, you quickly look past the enigmatic icon's light, almost translucent skin and realize that the African-American legend is more than just skin deep, end quote. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, partly a lot of attention has been paid, as you did in your opening, to his appearance and the changes that he's gone through physically and professionally and emotionally. But we wanted to take time and really dig deeper and find out who is he now, especially he's about to turn 50 next year. He's 49, he'll be 50 in August. And, you know, thinking about Michael Jackson at 50, I think for those of us who grew up with him, it's kind of hard to imagine. So we wanted to try to dig a little deeper and find out who is he right now as a father of three, going through a very big professional transition, and really reemerging on the public stage.
So
we want to talk about his creativity process and certainly looking back at the historic Thriller album.
Well, so briefly, Brian, who is he now then?
Well, you know, he came across, we spent the better part of 3 days with him. We did a big photo shoot, sat down and did an interview that was probably between an hour and a half long. So we spent quite a bit of time with him and really getting a sense that, yes, he's absolutely a complicated individual, but he's also a much more mature artist than I think most of us realized, especially watching his past. And hearing him talk about the creative process, you know, what went into the making of Thriller, we spent a lot of time, I think you remember the Motown 25 performance.
Yes, I do.
It was historic when he, you know, really emerged on the world stage with the moonwalk. And he talked us through that whole episode and the fact that he wasn't originally going to do that. Berry Gordy had to talk him into it. And, in fact, the only reason he said he would do it is if he could perform Billie Jean. And so he talked through how he actually choreographed he and his brothers on that performance, including working with the cameraman and producer on the TV show to pick every shot that was shown on that special.
Well, it
was,
you know,
really fascinating.
You know, Brian, there's so much has been written about Brian, about Michael Jackson, and a lot of what the public is interested in may or may not have found its way into your article, which leads me to this question. As both a black journalist and a member of the black press, does interviewing people like Michael Jackson in this case, or even O.J. Simpson in another case, does that put you in a tight spot?
Not really, partly because we at Ebony Magazine and Jet Magazine, there'll be another piece coming up in Jet pretty soon. The Johnson family, Johnson Publishing, has had a long relationship with the Jackson family. And so, you know, this was not our first encounter with them. But one of the things we wanted to make sure to do, because our interest was really in the music, in the process, in the creativity, we had scoured past interviews and didn't see a lot of other magazines going there. Many other publications in TV and radio go after the salacious stuff and the gossipy stuff and the rumor stuff. And that's there, and folks can deal with that. But we wanted to consciously take a different tack and look at both the person, the father, and the creative process.
What kind of, and I know that Michael Jackson's people, from my own personal experience with him, covering him over the years,
mm-hmm.
that there are always agreements and limitations and ground rules. If you are willing, tell us what ground rules you faced in this interview. And secondly, is there a question that you didn't ask that you wish you had?
Let's see. I'll take the second question first. You know, we had a chance to cover a lot of ground. I probably wish I would have gone even more into the relationship with he and his kids. Oddly enough, over the 3 days, one of his sons was there. He calls him Blanket. And
Blanket? Blanket?
Yeah, his son's his real name is Prince Michael Jackson, Michael Joseph Jackson Jr.
Okay.
But his nickname is Blanket. And he was not shrouded or, you know, have a mask on or anything. He was just there as we walked into the room. They're sitting in a hotel room. He had his son stand up and extend his right hand, shake our hands, introduce himself. In fact, there was a little candy dish, and he reached in, grabbed some Lifesavers, and handed them to me and said, "Would you like some?" I said, "No, I'm good." Then the kids sat down and watched cartoons, just like, you know, I've got two kids about the same age, and I could see them doing the exact same thing. And I was really struck by the father and son relationship there that appeared to be very, very authentic.
Before you answer the first part of my two-part question, I just want to let you know that I've got less than a minute. So was there anything specific that he said you just couldn't go into or he would not talk about in order for you to have the interview?
Well, we had been working on this for the last, 8 months or so. And while, you know, we didn't do anything in specific, we knew the story we were trying to go after. And the tack we wanted to take, and talk to them about it, and they were comfortable with that. But you know, we were very clear. We're not out there to do a hatchet job. Leave that for other folks. We wanted to really have an honest conversation about the peg. You know, as a journalist, you know that every story's got to have a peg.
Right.
And this peg was the 25th anniversary of Thriller, and you know, also putting us back there in 1982, where we were as fans and consumers.
All right, I've got to stop you there, Brian, because our time has run out. But good luck. Congratulations, first of all, on getting the interview in Ebony Magazine with Michael Jackson. Brian Monroe.
Thanks, Tony.
From Ebony Magazine. Thanks.
All right.
Listen to the dude.